listening to the greatest.
I love me some Narcan.
What up, San Diego? Hello, Internet.
This is Jim, and those flappy things on the side of your head, they're tuned into the Narcast, baby.
Yo, you're listening to the Narcast.
You are listening to the Narcast.
What's up, everyone? This is Leighton from the Courtesy Pier. You're listening to the freshest podcast on the planet.
Narcast.
Word.
Yeah, what up? That's right, you're listening to the Narcast episode 84 of the greatest podcast on the planet, and I'm back in the building. That's right, I haven't did a Narcast in probably, wowzers, probably like 3 months. In the last one I did, I think, was with Listen SD, which way back when, I don't even remember. They launched their first episode down at Griffin. Which you can go to griffinsd.com for more information on all their shows. They're pretty tight. Speaking of them, I believe they had a show yesterday, supporting the San Diego Surf Film Festival that's actually currently happening at the moment. But in a way, this is your boy Jannar doing his thing right here, promoting underground music, and you're listening to episode 84. Don't forget to check me out on narcast.podomatic.com. I'm also on iTunes. Just search the Narcast. Also, jannar.blogspot.com via the narcast.com. I just have to pay the bill for my hosting website, so just go to jannar.blogspot.com. Also, follow me on Twitter. You know it. At the Narcast, and as well as Instagram, Nardvillain, Vine, Nardvillain, and then Snapchat, which is one of my favorites, Nardvillain as well. If you don't know what Snapchat is, please download the app. It's for Droid and iTunes. It's one of the greatest apps ever. And speaking of Snapchat, you can just send these 10-second clips. Either it's a photo or it's a video, and you can just send it out to your friends and all that good stuff. It's so fun. So yeah, definitely check that out. Snapvine. I'm putting two together. Yeah, check Vine out too. You can send up to 6 seconds of video for that app. It's pretty cool. It's addicting. But Snapchat is a lot more addicting, and you should definitely check Snapchat out again. I am on there too. It's Nardvillain. That's Nardvillain. Also, like me on Facebook, the Narcast. I'm currently at 299 likes, and I'm trying to get up to 300, because 300 is that number that I want to meet at the moment. So before I do podcast 85 tomorrow, which I have to also talk to you about, so I'm doing this thing called podcast. I'm going to do a podcast for the next 30 days. So no matter whether it's just music news, or I'm just talking to somebody, or I'm just rambling on like I am now, I'm going to do 30 freaking podcast or episodes in 30 days. I'm telling you, because it's I've been gone for about 3 months. I've been so busy with work and all that good stuff. I'm losing fans, and I'm not doing this as I used to do. I remember I used to do a podcast back when I started doing this 4 years ago, once a week. That's crazy, right? So, and then once a week went from twice a month, and then once a month, and then every other month to every 3 months or quarterly, and then bi-yearly almost. So it's just crazy. So I want to get back in the grind and everything. So with that being said, I want to give one more like on Facebook and keep following me on Twitter. I usually update a lot and all that good stuff. But anyway, I'm back in the building. Like I said, I'm going to do 30 episodes in the next 30 days. So expect one tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way for 30 days, and just see what happens from there. But in this episode, I'm going to have two artists or groups, bands, whatever you want to call them, coming up with the Sirens and the Mariners. The Sirens and the Mariners. They're one of my buddy's bands, Matt Sotelo, right there from North Carolina. Then I had a buddy that I went to school with back in my college days, my Barton Bulldog days. Drew Johnson. He has a band called Drew Johnson Band, and he's currently residing over in Nashville, Tennessee. So we'll get into those two bands here shortly. But before I get into that, just want to again give you guys a couple updates. You know, doing my thing over at UTTV, you know, producer status over there, doing the night and day thing. Because I think the last episode I did, I don't think I was on that producer status yet. So, yeah, I'm doing that with Chris Cantori and Michelle Guerin. I think I was a producer, but whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you again. I'm updating you again. Social life sucks, but hey, you know, I'm getting out there. I might go out and be social today. I got two birthday parties I got to hit up. One, a good buddy of mine from work, Daya, she turns, I don't know, but she's going to be chilling at 7 Grand. So if you're listening to this right now, let's go hang out at 7 Grand at some point. But then before that, or maybe, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to go hang out with my buddy, Freddie. He's no stranger of the Narcast. He's been on the Narcast a couple, well, maybe once or twice. And yeah, he's turning 32, I think. Don't quote me on that. And he's having a little get together tonight as well. So I'm going to be, you know, bar hopping, house hopping, whatever you want to say or call it. And then after that, you know, I'm going to come home because I'm getting old. I'm 29 years old and I can't hang out with the big boys, the big dogs anymore. So I'm going to come home, watch some Nip Tuck, hang out, have a couple beers. I've been drinking today too, so you know that's why I'm probably my speech is a little slur and I totally screwed up Matt Sotelo's band. I apologize on that. But moving forward, yes, I am drinking beer and I'm drinking Bud Light, but you know, just trying to take up some time because you know I have to actually practice talking for at least, because I want all the podcast at least to be like 15 minutes long, because what's the point in doing one every day if I don't have anything to talk about? But hold on for a second while I drink this beer. Yeah, so anyway, this is Uncut, Uncensored, Narcast episode 84. Let's go and get to the music. Again, I have my buddy Matt Sotelo's band, The Sirens and The Mariners, right here on the Narcast. I'm gonna play a song called The Death of Me. This is a three-piece band fronted by his wife, Lauren Sotelo, and she's bringing the vocals, the warm bluesy vocals to the band, while the backup vocalist Genesis giving that deep vocal sound to finish off the vocals. And then of course, as you guys know, Matt Sotelo is on the guitar rocking it out. And you know, he's my boy, we grew up, he's my childhood friend. We actually been in a couple bands. Speaking of that, we were in a band called the Janitors with Danny Graven and my boy Cameron. So yeah, and every day, every other day I think about, man, you know, the Janitors, we could have been like a badass band, but unfortunately we all parted our ways. And I went to Lieutenant Dan, and then Matt did his thing, and then Danny did a couple other bands, and Cameron did his thing, and we're all doing our own thing now still. So, and it's good to see that he's still rocking out, doing his thing with his wife and Genesis. So then they also got another guy in there, Andrew. He'll fill in for practice guitar. He's the practice guitarist or whatever, according to their ReverbNation.com website. And you can find these guys on Facebook.com. Just search The Sirens and The Mariners, as well as being on Reverb Nation. And again, check this song out right here called The Death of Me. And you can find them again on Facebook and Reverb Nation. So tell them you heard them right here on the Narcast episode 84. And then when we come back, I got one more band, and the Drew Johnson band. So stick around, all right? Peace!
It's another
we
Wowzer is very nice. Again, that was a song by the Sirens and the Mariners, a song called The Death of Me. Again, this is my buddy from the good old Cadillac, Wayne County, and making this band up is my good friend Matt Sotelo, his wife Lauren Sotelo, and then also backup vocalist we have Genesis, and then again according to the Reverb Nation we got Andrew as the practice guitarist, and they're also seeking a drummer. So if you're into the music and you are living in within the Wayne County, Greenville area, Kinston, all those little small towns in North Carolina next to Wayne County, surrounding cities and counties of Wayne County, be sure you hit them up. Again, you can find them on Facebook, the Sirens and the Mariners, and also Reverb Nation. So yeah, check them out. Tell them you heard them right here on the NARcast. All right, moving on. I have another buddy of mine, North Carolina native, currently residing over in Nashville, Tennessee. He's releasing his hit single off Fugitive Records titled Old Guitar, and you can go grab it right there off iTunes or Reverb Nation. Tell him you heard him right here. This is another school friend of mine doing his thing over in Tennessee now, and I'm glad he's still pursuing his dream. Cause I remember when we were in school, we were hanging out and we did a couple tracks right there in the studio as well, because we were both recording technology majors. So it's just nice to see some of my friends from school and childhood friends still pursuing the music dream. So you know, keep at it, man, and everything will, you know, go work out for you. So check it out right here. Tell everybody you heard him right here on the NARcast. This is Drew Johnson Band doing his thing right here. A song called Old Guitar, right here on the NARcast, episode 84. Woo!
When I was 8 years old, I learned my first 3 chords in this guitar. Beat up Martin and my grandma Bone back in 43. The very first check from her first job, even though times were tough. It was handmade and you can be sure they don't make them like that anymore. And she sure loved that sex train. Chains and guitar stayed the same, still here today. But I never thought it would see this day. It's been through hell, but still sings amazing grace. It's been locked away for way too long, but it found its way to me.
Still alive, you may. Yeah, that old song.
Townsend Band, I'm telling you, they are on fire. And that was the, yeah, you hear that? That's the beer right there. Anyway, that was the Drew Johnson Band right here on the NARcast episode 84, playing their hit single, Old Guitar, which can be found right there on iTunes. So definitely check them out on iTunes. And you can like them on Facebook and Reverb Nation. Just search the Drew Johnson Band. And that was a good friend of mine right there from Barton College back in the Wilson, North Carolina days. Me and him grew up. And about 3-4 years into the Barton College, we used to record a couple tracks together. He starred in one of my songs called You Make My World Go Round. He did a little lead in that, and which is one of my favorite songs actually on acoustic. We got in the studio together a couple times and did a few tracks, but that being one of my favorites that we did a little collab on. But yeah, that pretty much wraps up the show. And definitely I have a new little contest right now because I'm trying to get 300 likes. So be the 300th person to like the Facebook page, and I promise you I will look out for you. I'll tell you what, this is what we'll do. You be the 300th person to like me on Facebook, facebook.com/TheNARcast, and I'll tell you what, I'll give you a $20 gift card to Starbucks. So that means if you like coffee and you want $20 worth of free shit from Starbucks for 2-3 days worth of free shit, then be the 300th, I'm about to say 300th caller, but be the 300th person to like my Facebook page. So I just want that 300 number. It just looks fabulous. But here's the thing, you gotta be listening to this. So once you like me with being the 300th person, you have to actually message me on Facebook on the NARcast fan page and say, hey, I'm the 300th person, give me my $20 gift card to Starbucks. And then I'll be like, boom, you are a winner, and I will be sending that off to you when I get paid, because I am kind of broke right now, and yeah, and I can't afford it at the moment. But I will definitely be giving you, the 300th person, a gift card to Starbucks. And also, hopefully by next week, I'll be bringing up the NARcast.com site, so I have to pay for that as well. But in the meanwhile, like me on iTunes, the NARcast, you can search for that. Also Twitter, also Instagram. And then I'm also on Vine and Snapchat as well. So definitely, you know, follow me on all those social media applications, because I'm always posting stuff. And I also have a YouTube, so search the NARcast if you want to like find like miscellaneous random stuff that I do through the NARcast channel. There you go. And keep on the lookout, because I'm gonna be doing 29 more episodes in the next 29 days. So tomorrow, speaking of that, we will be doing a Mother's Day special. I'll have my mom on the show, and we'll talk a little bit about mothers and things that she's, you know, had to go through being a mother, and we'll talk about all that good stuff, and maybe she'll talk a little bit about me, you know. So I reached out to her today, so we'll see what happens. If not, I'll bug her, keep calling her until she answers her phone, and then we'll make that happen tomorrow. But other than that, I'm going out to hang out and do some birthday stuff later, maybe drink a couple more Bud Lights because I'm on that status right now. And and I guess I'll see you guys tomorrow, and I'll keep you give you an update on what I did tonight. And if anybody's bored and they want to go do anything, let's go drink some whiskey. I probably won't be doing that, but I'll probably be drinking some beer. But if you want to go to 7 Grand, great. I'll see you there. If not, hit me up over at Freddy's. He's turning 30, whatever. I don't even know his age anymore, but, you know, whatever. So, anyway, I'll see you when I see you. Peace. It's not anything you thought.